All right, ladies and gentlemen, fellow decoders around the world, wherever you may be, we have another Decoding Quickie here. My name is Logan, and this is Decode Your Reality, and today we're going to be breaking down and decoding the Ka and the Ba. This will be Ka-Ba decoded. So let's jump right into this, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, I started with this here. And you know, big shout out to my sister. I was having a conversation on the phone with my sister, and I literally was working on another presentation, which was this. One of the slides was this right here. I'm working on a presentation for the cross, and it was all led to Bethlehem, Calvary, and you know, the latitude, longitude, the birth and the death of the Christ. And it led me to this element here, barium. The Ba. So my sister ends up saying this during our conversation, of course, as fate would have it, right? Scripted reality. And I'm staring at this thing and I'm like, I'm just missing the Ka. And I knew that it was potassium, because potassium, the Latin name is kalium. Now they're just going to put the K there, but the A follows the K. And there you have the Ka and the Ba. And I knew this, ladies and gentlemen, I'll show you how this connects. It's just so beautiful. It's just so magical. And so this obviously is all about the spirit, the double or vital essence, and then the personality. The spirit inside of you that creates through you, the Ka and the Ba, et cetera, et cetera. And then you have obviously more layers to it, the Ket and the physical body and all that kind of stuff. But here it was, ladies and gentlemen. Using numerology and alchemy to show you ancient Egypt. And I'm also going to bring in theology into this, because the Egyptian Book of the Dead ends up getting passed down to the Holy Bible. So we have potassium and barium, the Ka and the Ba. And once I knew it was this, I had these memorized. And of course, there it was, the soul or spirit, which is, you know, this is kind of the miniaturized version of the description of Ka. The double or vital essence. This is our DNA. This is light slowed down into physical matter. And you end up getting a screenplay right here through this barium. These are bridges, and numerology combines with alchemy. There it was, perfectly set right here. It's the spirit coming down, and it's lights, camera, action, speed of light. Spirit into matter is 56. These were humdingers right here. And the Egyptians, of course, were big into the sun. Okay, so these were big ones right here. So what happens when we add up the protons, the 19 and the 56 for the Ka and the Ba? We get the number 75. And then you just go right back to alchemy again, and we get now a connecting point to the speed of light. You see, this element rhenium, which can also be ray, is the 186.955 for one of its isotopes. And it just so happens that the speed of light in a vacuum is 186,000 miles per second. How about that? 186. Tied to the Ka and the Ba, tied to the spirit, the sun coming down to play this game. And then you have the connecting point to the Hebrew gematria of Lucifer. From Isaiah 14, verses 12, there it is, Lucifer, the light bringer, the Ka and the Ba. And I'm going to get to this in theology in just a little bit, because it's tied right to that. It's just so fascinating, ladies and gentlemen. What about when we add up the atomic masses of these two elements using their averages? We get 176.995, and I knew where that was as well. It goes to this element here, called hafnium. 72. 72, ladies and gentlemen, is tied to the Shem. The 72 names of the G-O-D, tied to the tetragrammaton. And then the 72 angels and demons. The Ka and the Ba. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, it means the double, 72 angels and demons, the Ka and the Ba, which is what makes up your personality. Oh yeah, folks, this is how deep it gets here. hafnium. Even when you go to numerology and you type in hafnium, you're going to get 30, which matches the word demiurge, which matches the word Jehovah, which matches the word role play. Are we being role played? Is the tetragrammaton tied to Lucifer and the speed of light? And, you know, in a vacuum, is light stuck inside the vacuum and it ain't getting out? Is Earth a vacuum? Is it inside the eggshell? As I'm showing the xenon bulb, movie bulbs, if you've been paying attention. These are humdingers right here. I think so. I think this is exactly what it means. Here's the breakdown of the tarot cards to get the picture of the Ka and the Ba. Dead on right there. There it is. Ka's 19, the sun. And 56, using the 78 cards of the tarot, fool twice, you get the Six of Swords. And then you get into theology, where, you know, theology came from the Egyptian Book of the Dead. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. There it is. It's right there. Genesis 1, verses 2. Crystal clear, ladies and gentlemen. And if you go back to the cards of illumination, this would be the Six of Swords. This is going to be the Six of Clubs. You get the 66, okay? Tied to the Christ. What about when you just do the 75th card for the tarot, combining the protons of barium and kallium, potassium, the Ka and the Ba? We get the Page of Pentacles. And just like that, there you go. It is a 69, which is the yin-yang, which is our DNA, which is the double or vital essence. The spirit inside of you, folks. Good cop, bad cop. Okay? Good cop, bad cop. So now let's get into the tail end of this and talk about the God that created this world, a tomb. Big shout out to my friend Santos. All is a tomb. Creating the world out of chaos, utilizing his own magic. What is a tomb? Okay, you're using the Ka and the Ba, obviously, and the Ket and all this information from the great Egyptians. But here it was, ladies and gentlemen. A tomb is 15, which is tied to your ego. You see, whatever created this reality, it uses its ego to create from. That's why in John 8:44, Jesus is saying, you belong to your father, the devil. Who's the devil then, folks? Your father is the devil. Who would the devil be? And who would the father be? You got to start using some logic and critical thinking here. And it's all about desires. This is your ego wanting things. You want to carry out your father's desires. That's your ego wanting things in this reality. Just like the creator of this reality, it wants things. The game needs players. It's not satisfied after a while because it gets bored. There's no shiny new toys. It wants more. It wants more. It wants more. It wants more. It uses the ego for that. And then you have it tied in alchemy. You have it tied to the Lightbringer. Once again, tied to Lucifer, phosphorus. 15 plus 30 is 45. That's Pandora's box. These are obvious. 30 is demiurge. 30 is hafnium. 30 is Jehovah. Is the tetragrammaton, the Yod Heh Vav Heh, Lucifer? That's the question here. Is our father Lucifer, who is the Yod Heh Vav Heh? That's the question. That's the big question at hand here, ladies and gentlemen, that I see here. And even when you say, you know, the devil, when you say it, you get the 33, just like Ka and Ba, you get the 33. You see? You have this, the two personalities, the Ka, you know, if you're a masculine dominant or feminine dominant, you're still going to have feminine traits and masculine traits. Just because you got, you know, this or that with a male or female, you still have estrogen and testosterone and estrogen is all of us. It's personality, the twin inside of you, the Ka and the Ba. This is all the way back to ancient Egypt, man. These weren't even around. And how about using this amazing system, the cards of illumination? Let's bring this amazing tool into decoding the Ka and the Ba. Ka being 19, Ba being 56. Alchemy meets the cards of illumination. Solar spread number 19, solar spread number 56. I'm going to be using this website right here, knowyourdestinycards.com. I'll leave the link in the description for all of you. Here are all your solar spreads right here. You can pick them all out and you can start decoding. I probably have to do a tutorial on this. But right here, ladies and gentlemen, where is space number 19? Right here. Okay, Saturn, and then where's 56? It's going to be Jupiter, Neptune right here. And this is what it looks like. The seven of diamonds in for the Ka and the two of diamonds, both diamonds, Lucy in the sky with diamonds, the two of diamonds for the Ba. And ladies and gentlemen, do you remember where the seven and two was found earlier on? Bam, right there. You do the alchemy of potassium and barium, Ka and Ba, and you have the 176, and there it is. See how beautiful this is? Just amazing, amazing systems all together. And then you have the final slide here, noticing that Ka is 21, 2 and 1, Ba is 2 and 1, and then Ra is 2 and 1, which is the sun. And the question is, what is the sun? The Spirit of God moved across the waters. I'll let you be the judge of that, ladies and gentlemen. There it is, short and sweet, decoding quickies, the Ka and the Ba, the end. Appreciate all of you joining in. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Logan. We will see you later.